Today we talk with Mark, who is a frequent contributor to Variety Magazine with his popular article, Movies with Mark, in which he reviews movies, TV, and all things Hollywood. Mark currently lives in Venice, California, alone. Mark, welcome to the sidebar.
Man, what's going on? Clint, welcome to the show, man.
It's nice to have you back. I'm on my show, but you are also on my show.
Well, yeah, man, I just wanted to, welcome you back to what we're doing here, man.
Thank you. It's always a time. Now, we're here talking today about Us, Jordan Peele's sophomore movie as a director. And how do you think it adds to his work so far? How do you think Us compares to Get Out, and how does it bode well for his future work?
I don't know about his future work, man. I'm not a big horror guy, but it was a little scary, man. I will say, somebody gave me an edible right before I went in, man, and it didn't relent, and I dozed off, man. Those movie theater seats, man, the recliner ones, they're too comfortable, man, and I dozed right off for the first 10 minutes or so, and, you know, when I came to, I mean, I figured it out. It's a movie about a family that takes a vacation, and the vacation doesn't go well, man.
So, edibles do a lot to a person's mind. Back in college, I had a few myself and have not really had any sense. But back to the movie that we were talking about.
You ever yo-yo, man?
No, I don't yo-yo.
Me neither, man. I should think about picking it up.
I have a yo-yo in my attic that I look at every once in a while and just don't. I don't do anything with it, but I haven't thrown it away.
Here's the problem with the movie, man. You want to talk about the movie?
I do.
You want to talk about Yo-Yo Man?
I wasn't the one who brought up Yo-Yo Man.
Hey, man, what if we made a movie called Yo-Yo Man? And it's about, it could either be a man with a yo-yo or a man that's a yo-yo.
I don't think either of those. That's possibly a future project for Jordan Peele. Yo-Yo Man, but let's move to
Get
the movie.
Out, Us, Yo-Yo Man.
That's, but let's first talk about the commentary that this movie had on the American Dream.
Yeah, man. I didn't know it was a horror movie. I thought this was, I watched the TV show, man, This Is Us.
Yeah, yes.
And I thought this was just the movie version of the TV show, man. So I expected to go in, and I was going to cry. I brought my best pillow.
So you were expecting
a sandwich.
You were expecting Mandy Moore to be in this movie.
I don't know who that is, man.
She plays the mother in the This Is Us.
Yeah, she wasn't in this movie, though.
She was not in this movie. And so This Is Us is actually completely unrelated, and it's about the monster inside of us.
So what if it was the monster in This Is Us? What if everybody in This Is Us looked at their own version of their monster, man? Unless that's what they're doing, and that's why they're crying so much and everybody's so emotional. I think if you just change the music on the TV show This Is Us, it's a horror show, man.
So if they're
it's
just
frightening, man.
I mean, it's very emotional.
Have
and
you
raw.
Ever seen people that raw, man, and crying? Nobody cries like that. And bad things happen, and like crock pots explode, man.
And houses catch fire, and dogs are saved. It's a very
frightening, man. That's my fear, man.
It's an emotionally touching show, and I think a lot of people take it very seriously. But it is a lot to handle.
They should make a microwave that you can use metal in, right?
No. I don't think they should. It would still create sparks anyway. Let's talk for a second about some of the actors in Us. Let's talk about Elizabeth Moss. She is a Scientologist.
Is that right, Mian?
Yes, I have no follow-up to that. Just that's something I found out. She is a Scientologist.
Good for her, Mian. I always think that science in our schools, they don't teach enough of it. And I remember I had a microscope.
You had a microscope in school
when I was a kid, man.
And that was one of the things that you used a lot. Science.
Story over.
Oh yeah. Well, Elizabeth Moss is a Scientologist. One of the themes is the Hands Across America. Do you think that that represents the real American dream, having all the people hand in hand across the country?
You know, man, you got to ask for permission now to touch anybody, man. I was at the beach the other day looking at some blown glass, and somebody grazed my hand, man, and I almost got Me Too'd out there.
Just from grazing someone's hand?
That's what they said to me. They said, "Whoa, buddy, Me Too." And I said, "Me Too." And I thought that was the exchange before you hold a hand. And then they slapped my hand away. And then I said, "Me Too." And I slapped their hand away. And then I slapped the person next to me on the other side's hand. And I said, "Me Too." And then they slapped their hand. It was like hand slapping across America, man. Which I think is better than hand holding if you just slap a hand. It was more of a love tap, man.
But in the
movie, I'm not
sure
what it stands for, man. But
so if they were slapping each other in the movie, in Us, that would be more
slaps, man.
More meaningful.
I think the more slaps in a movie, the better.
Yes. So slapping is what makes it better.
If you just took every "hi" and "how are you" and "run and hide" and every cliched phrase that they use in a horror movie, and you just slap the person instead. Nobody ever tried slapping Freddy Krueger, right? This guy's coming out. This guy's a burn victim, man. He's skin sensitive. You can just slap him. You can slap a burn victim, man.
I think Freddy would not like being slapped because that would hurt a lot.
Point, man.
That would hurt
a lot. That's the point, man.
Yeah, that would actually probably be quite useful against him.
Jason, man, slap that guy.
Slap his mask off.
Right off, man.
That actually could work.
What are you going to do? You're going to run to the police and say there's a guy in a mask? They'll never catch that guy. But if you slap his mask off, man.
And you have his face.
His face.
And then you know exactly what he looks like.
Michael Myers, man.
His mask.
Slap that mask right off his face. The only problem is, man, some people look like they're wearing masks, but that's their face. And so if you slap them, you're just slapping their face, man.
So with that in mind, Us should have had more slaps. A slapless Us, what is your rating overall?
This is Us slapping.
It's no, the Jordan Peele movie. Not This Is Us slapping, just Jordan Peele's Us without slaps. What is your rating?
3.5 marks, man.
All right, 3.5 marks out of...
And a Brody. That's a quarter De Niro. And then one Dirty Harry, man. Which is a negative man. I didn't like the title, man.
That's a negative man?
Yeah, no thought went into the title.
So a negative man,
two letters.
unlike a yo-yo man.
You charge $16 for a movie and you only put two letters in the title?
But you don't charge per letter in the title. That's not how it works. It's not $8 a letter. It's $16 for the movie.
But if you fill it up, man, you know what I mean? If you get a big plate of food that costs $8 and you get a tiny plate of food at a gourmet place that costs $40 and you're still hungry. I was hungry, man. I wanted more title.
But the title is not the... See, you sit through... The runtime is about almost 2 hours.
I saw the movie, man.
And
I said, "Us, not me." Us, not me, man. It wasn't me. It should have said you. Maybe the sequel to Us is you.
But there's already there's the You Netflix show, but that's not what the...
Then you've.
You've? You would have? Mark, I'm not sure. You have...
Have, man, that's a good title.
Have? Are we just naming short titles now? Is that where we're at?
Us, man, all bets are off. You might as well just have a symbol, man. Like a sandal.
Okay, so one thing that this move has happened in the movie since
this
came...
Sandal man.
Sandal? No. We're not going into other men with other things. That's...
Yo-yo man, sandal man. Yo-yo man is sandal man.
Slapping across America.
You've got yo-yo, you've, right? You've.
You've, that's, you've. You've, just, is that, that's the title?
Yeah, that's the title. It's about sandal and yo-yo man. Booyah.
So Lupita Nyong'o is in the movie. That's her name, but thank you. She's in the movie as the lead. She plays both Adelaide and Red. And... she's come under fire recently because she, for her voice, for Red, she t- took inspiration from spasmodic dysphoria, which is a vocal disease in your laryngitis. Is it fair for her to come under fire for using such a thing, or is it just an acting tool?
Well, man, did somebody get offended?
Yes.
Why?
Because they felt that it was representing that disease and those people as evil.
I got a disease, man. I got this rash, man.
I don't want to hear about your rash again, Mark.
It was almost gone, man. Then it came back. What was the question, man?
Is it fair for her to come under fire because, you know, that's the voice, she was the only one who could talk, and when everybody had their hands across.
She shouldn't have told anybody, man. Just don't tell anybody. It's not a crime if nobody knows you did it, man.
Yes. I mean, it's still, if you killed someone and no one knows you did it, still.
Then you know, man, but then you've.
You've
known.
You've is not the proper word for that.
Right, man. That's why it stands out, man. That's why I write about movies, man, and you interview me, man.
Yes, and that's, but
the... Mark's picking the titles.
So, okay, Mark...
Isn'ts.
How would you make this movie better? We've talked about a few things so far.
Double the S's.
Double the S's. Two S's. Us.
Two us's.
Two us's? Mm-hmm. Us or us?
It's a two. Us.
That sounds like many more than just two.
It could be as many as you want, man, because there's more than one person in the movie. And you need two people for us, but what's three people? Is that still us?
Yes.
Oh, are you sure, man?
Because us is a plural. As long as there's more than one person, you're still us.
Can you pluralize me?
Me's?
Yeah, Matt, see, now you're getting it, man. It's a good title for a movie.
There we go. Mark, thank you. Thank you for that enlightening thing.
Thanks for visiting me in my dreams, man.
I don't ever do it on purpose. And thank you for Sandalman, Yo-Yo Man. And that was a review of the movie Us, starring Lupita Nyong'o, directed by Jordan Peele, in theaters now. That was also Mark from Variety with his article, Movies with Mark. Remember, he lives alone, so he doesn't get a lot of quality time with humans.